Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit endurancewarranty.com. Endurancewarranty.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit endurancewarranty.com. Endurancewarranty.com.
The Amplified Version of Hebrews 12, verse 1 says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, who by faith have testified to the truth of God's absolute faithfulness, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us, let us run with endurance and active persistence the race that is set before us." I would like to take a moment to discuss this verse. In the theater of your mind, I want you to imagine this great cloud of witnesses. The Bible doesn't reveal their identities, but for the sake of this illustration, let us imagine that this cloud of witnesses have one assignment in heaven. And that assignment is to document everything you do so that on Judgment Day, they will stand as witnesses. Now, I want you to think, what will that cloud of witnesses say about me? What will they say I did? Will they say that there was no doubt, no doubt at all that God was the center of my life? Will they say that you lived a life that glorifies Jesus Christ? Will this great cloud of witnesses say that they heard you wake up every day with praise on your lips? Will they say that your prayer life was strong? Will they bear witness of your character and say that you were a genuine man or woman of God? Will they say you loved your neighbor? Will they use the words self-controlled, humble, prayerful, and forgiving to describe you? What will that cloud of witnesses say about you? For some, this cloud of witnesses will say, they never saw you pray, unless you wanted something. They never saw you open God's Word and meditate on it. What if they said you never had a heart filled with gratitude? You always wanted more. You always sought more and were never grateful for the things that God had blessed you with. People of God, I want you to just for a moment think, what will this great cloud of witnesses say about you? Are your eyes filled with greed and envy for worldly things? Is your heart filled with jealousy and pride? Will this cloud of witnesses say that they saw you putting other people down, or that they heard you discourage others? What will that cloud of witnesses say about you? What will they say about your walk with Christ, the state of your heart, or what you do in private? We need to have the presence of mind to know that what we do matters. Our daily decisions matter. So I pray that you live a guarded life. I pray that you guard your mind against negative seeds of thought. I pray that you guard your heart against envy, jealousy, and greed. I pray that you guard your eyes and ears against anything unholy. I pray that the Holy Spirit will give you the strength to fight the good fight. And above all, I pray that God's grace is upon your life. Chase God and chase Him every day.
The Bible says that friendship with the world is enmity toward God. The Bible says, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love for the Father is not in them. As Christians, we are told we are to be in the world, but not of the world. Now, let's be clear. The world is not the people of the world. We are not called to be separate from people. The world, as the Bible describes it, is a system that operates against God. It is the world's system. It is the world's moral standards that we are told to be separate from. It is the system that started with Cain in Genesis chapter 4, where he decided he would establish his own rules and way of living. It's the system that led to the world being destroyed by a flood and Noah building an ark under God's instruction. The world's system is what led to Sodom and Gomorrah being judged by God. You see, as believers, we are told that the world will hate us because they have hated Christ, and we are His. However, we are also told that Christ has overcome the world. Therefore, we need not fear the world. So we've established the following. The devil is our common enemy as believers. The world is also our common enemy as believers. I personally believe that our greatest enemy is not the devil. I believe that our greatest enemy is...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Not this world. My dear friends, I submit to you that the greatest enemy that a Christian must face is self. It's the flesh. You can resist the devil and he will flee according to the Bible. We can be in the world but not of the world according to the Bible. Our flesh can be our greatest adversary, because we can't separate ourselves from ourselves. The flesh won't flee if you resist it. It will come to tempt you again and again. You can resist your flesh today, but that same temptation will come back to test your flesh tomorrow. And you'll have to resist your flesh once more. Consider this. When the devil wants to tempt you, he predominantly appeals to the flesh. When the world tempts you, it appeals to the flesh. Jesus tells us that unless we are born again, we cannot see the kingdom of God. Unless the flesh, the self, is reborn and recreated into a new self, we will constantly be at battle within ourselves. The Bible tells us that in Christ, we are new creations. Paul describes an elaborate internal battle where the things that he wants to do, he doesn't do, and the things he doesn't want to do, he finds himself doing. This intense internal struggle describes not only Paul's experience, but all of ours. We all have this internal struggle within us. We all have this battle between our flesh and the Spirit. The Spirit tries to pull us toward God. The flesh pulls us away from God. The Spirit pulls us toward life. The flesh pulls us toward death. The Spirit is our inner light. The flesh is our inner darkness. The Spirit produces fruit of the Spirit. The flesh produces its various lusts. One of the solutions that the Bible presents is that we must crucify the flesh. What does that mean? One way to look at it is that there are two types of seeds in us. There is a seed of light and a seed of darkness. The seed of darkness is the flesh, and the seed of light is the Spirit. Now, keep in mind that Jesus Christ said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." The more of Christ you have, the brighter the light in your life. If we feed and water the seed of light, which is your Spirit, it will grow brighter and brighter, and this light will give no place to darkness. However, if we water and feed the seed of darkness, which is our flesh, then the darkness is what will grow. It's the things we watch, the things we listen to, and the company we keep. All of these things determine whether the light of Jesus Christ takes over in your life or the darkness of sin takes over. So, crucifying the flesh really means starving the seed of darkness within you. We must starve the flesh. This means we can't watch everything the flesh may want to watch. We can't listen to everything the flesh may want to listen to. We can't hang out with people that will only feed our fleshly desires and intents. We must starve the flesh. We must starve that seed of darkness that seeks to sin and rebel against God. Now, how can we feed the light? How can we feed the Spirit? Psalm chapter 119, verse 11 tells us, "Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you." This means that the way we feed the Spirit is by diving into the Word of God. The way we feed the light in our lives is through the Word of God. We need to allow the Word to speak to us and flow through us. The Word of God is the best instruction manual when it comes to how we can defeat the devil, the world, and the flesh. As I have stated, our greatest enemy is the flesh because it's an enemy that we have to fight daily. It's an enemy that we have to crucify daily. However, the good news is that we have the tools to subdue our greatest enemy. God has given us the power through the Holy Spirit to defeat the flesh. When you focus on Jesus Christ, when you focus on the Word of God, when you focus on prayer, then the light of Christ inside of you will grow brighter and brighter.
Is it not a scary thought that there are those among us who say the name of Jesus? They stand in praise and worship and sing the name of Jesus. They stand behind the pulpit and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. They have the hat, t-shirt, and shoes to match. And I mean on the outside, they look like disciples. But on the inside, their hearts are far away from the Lord. Isn't it a scary thought that Matthew 7, verse 21 to 23 says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" So you see, there are people who will look like they are in the church. They will look like they love the Lord. But looks is as far as it goes. There is no substance to them. No real conviction to repent and live their lives for God. So my message to you is that you should make sure that you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Don't be caught up on whether you look good or holy to other people. Instead, be caught up in really living for God. Take note of the events happening in and around this world. Take note of the strange things happening, but keep your focus on developing a deep, meaningful, and intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. The focus for our lives should be to make sure that our individual relationships with God are in good standing. Saints, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 3 that in the last days, perilous times will come. The world will be unthankful, unholy, lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God, among so many other things. Now, whether these are the last days or not, whether this is the 11th hour or not, you and I as believers need to make sure that we have a relationship with Jesus Christ. We can only enter the kingdom of heaven through the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, and that is Jesus Christ. Jesus, who explicitly said, "No one comes to the Father except through me." You and I need to make sure that we are not found to be the ones who the Bible states, "Many will say, 'Lord, Lord, I have done many wonders in your name.' But God will say, 'I never knew you. Depart from me.'" Don't be in that group of people who are told to depart from the presence of God. Seek him today while there is still time. So rather than look at each and everything happening in the world and focusing your time and energy with a checklist, focus your time and energy on seeking God. That should be our only focus. To know Jesus, to seek his face, to meditate on his word, to have a right relationship with the Lord. Aim to hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Because if you don't, then the words, "Depart from me," will be an eternal sentence to the darkness of hell.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.